Hello, I'm Kat. As a gallery guide, I ask visitors questions as we engage with art together, opening conversations about what objects might mean to us. What would it feel like to touch this object? Museum rules mean that we can't, but I imagine that its green-blue hue might be icy against my palm. Its surface reflects sunlight like the body of a shimmering, slippery fish. Now, please walk towards the left or right side of the sculpture. Here, its narrow ends become so thin that porcelain pokes out, bone-like, underneath the glaze. Its geometric edges could slice my finger open. Such is the variability of view of a distant sea too. Drawing on tradition, Fukami Sueharu adapts techniques inherited from his family's Kyoto pottery business. He coats the piece in a Tsingbai glaze from 11th century China. But Fukami was also inspired by his memory. He says, "I had an encounter with a sharp breeze while on the cliff during winter. All the senses in my body felt this pleasure of the strange wind as it stabbed my cheek." This recollection feels personal to Fukami's sensory experience, but his artwork also sparks my memories of the ocean. I grew up on an island, and the sea remained a steady presence throughout many turbulent moments for me growing up. Looking now, I think of my family an ocean away. We're all watching as the wave touches a shoreline it has kissed 1,000 times before. Does Fukami's piece evoke any memories for you?